Well, I don't know about y'all, but I needed this. How about you? I like it when the preacher gets to come to church and he gets it just as much as everybody else. We have been in a series called God's Plan for Circle J Cowboy Church. You can really put in your name of your family. You can put in the name of any church. It doesn't make any difference, but it certainly is directly God's plan. It's in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. You can be turning there. We've talked about faith. We've talked about love. The last time we were talking about this series, we looked at how John chapter 13, verse 38 said, "A new commandment I give you." He says, "Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." In verse 35, it said, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if," it's a big if, "you love one another." You know, the world, we're just busy tearing each other down. Even in church, we're busy being critical of each other, not encouraging each other. And in our families, in our jobs, everything about this world just seems to rip you apart and leave you laying in pieces on the ground. And God gives this command that we're to love one another. It's a command in the church for you to love each other. It's a command in the church for you to love, for me to love you as your pastor, for you to love your pastor, even though I do get behind you and I'm hollering and hooping and trying to shook you down the chutes of God's spiritual growth in your life and getting a hot shot after you every once in a while. We're to love each other. It is a command. We looked at 1 John 4:19 already. It says, "We love because he first loved us. And if anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he's a liar." So you see, we can't lip service this thing. We can't act like Christians. We can't come to church and say we love each other, and then you get hot and pop somebody in the mouth. Now, every once in a while, it's okay to pop somebody in the mouth. You just got to get it out of your system, right? No, we're not supposed to do that anymore. We've given up the former ways of life, right? We're in process anyway, so no, we're to love each other. And a huge part of love we've talked about, guys, is forgiveness. It doesn't take a very big person to carry a grudge, does it? And so if we're going to love each other, one of the major steps, and we've already talked about this, is forgiveness. I know a lot of people are out on vacation. Go back, check it out, CircleJCowboyChurch.org, multimedia, and click on this. Get caught up to us. I know a lot of people are out. I was on vacation last week myself. So if you have a problem forgiving someone, just hard to do, more than likely you have a love problem too. And if you have a love problem, you got a Jesus problem, okay? And so the closer we get to Jesus, the more Jesus comes in us, the more he comes out of us, and then love comes out of us, and forgiveness comes out of us. So that's where we're at in this series. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 16, 17. I want to read that. We'll pray and give this thing to God. "For this reason..." Ephesians 1, 15, "For this reason," Paul said, "because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love towards the saints, I don't cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge in him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened." And he goes on, and we're going to talk about these things in the future, enlightened to several things. But he says he heard about our love in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God wants us to be a loving church. He wants us to be loving people. I want to say something very profound here. It may be so simple you don't get it. But listen to this. Love can truly be known by the actions it releases. I'll say that again. Love is really, truly only known by the actions that love releases. And so we can't lip service this. We can't say, "I love you." We got to show each other we love you. Love each other. Just like old Vic did his wife. And just like Bibbs did Vic. That took some time. So look, we love each other. So I want you to look at more about love in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9. 1 John, all the way right in front of Revelations. It's important that you look at the Word of God. It's important that you don't use your Bible, guys, as just some wall piece right in the sucker. You know, make marks. If you look at my Bible, stuff I've studied, looks like a pre-K kid's been playing in it. That is my mental capacity, by the way. So, but the Lord puts up with me. 1 John chapter 4, let's look at verses 9 and 10. It talks about how God proved his love for us to the point of sending his own son. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. It says, and this is love. Giving us a definition. What are we talking about love? What are we talking about? And this is love, the love of God that was made manifest. That means shown, where you could see it. That was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. In verse 10, in this is love. He repeats himself, trying to make us get it. In this is love, that we have loved God. Look at it. It says, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son. He sent his son to be a propitiation. That's an atoning sacrifice of our sins. Let's pray. Lord, as we're looking at your word here, we just need you. You have been a part of this service, all these people that have gotten their lives right with you and even more to come. And God, we just give you glory and honor and praise for the testimony, for the song, for everything you're doing in our midst. Lord, we thank you. We invite you here. I give control to you. I give authority to you, God, and I'm asking you to do something here only you can get credit for through this scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's stop and think about this. I said that love can truly be known by the actions it releases. And so here we see in this scripture that God proved his love to the point of sending his son. See, Romans 3:23 says that every one of us, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, everyone has fallen short of the glory of God. And then he says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of our sin is death. How many of y'all earning a paycheck every week? Let me see your hand. How many of y'all wish you was earning a paycheck every week? Let me see your hand. We work, we earn, we get a paycheck, okay? Listen, because we have sinned, it separated us from God. It kept us, that death it's talking about is eternal separation from God in a place called hell. We have messed up and there is no way to get to heaven. God knew this. He knew it. And he loved us so much. Listen, please hear my words spiritually. Hear what I'm fixing to say. He loved us so much that he knew something had to be done that we couldn't do. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, his only son, sitting right there at his side every step of the way to be the only, the atoning sacrifice that your stinking, filthy, most awful thing you've ever done in your entire life could be forgiven. Now, you don't deserve that, and neither do I. But he proved his love, and yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. God made a decision to send his son. He proved his love. I said love can truly be known by the actions it releases. God's love is made known by God's actions. Our love, guys, will only be made known to each other and to this region by our actions. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 now. We see that these actions of our love should be shown not only in the world, but to each other. Look at verse 11. I know y'all are tired of hearing me say I'm fixing to have bifocals, but I ain't lying. Every time I look away from the scripture, there's this blur, and you go, you're like trying to focus. Where is it? Okay, there's 11, 12, 13. What verse was it we said we was on? 11. Okay, 11 right there. I said, I looked away from my Bible. I got to find it all over again. Okay, verse 11. It says, beloved, if God so loved us, and that's what we're talking about. He proved his love for us. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, and if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. So see, when Jesus moves into our life, his love is being perfected. What does it mean? His love's being perfected. What does that mean? Well, I think it's the best sermons are lived, not preached. You hear me? Our best sermons are lived and not preached. Turn to Philippians 1:6. I think it's just awesome how God works. That's what Bibbs was talking about. Turn over to your left. So Philippians 1:6, you need to see this. What's God talking about here? We are to look at, interrogate, tear apart, find out what he's saying right here in the Word of God. He says, "Love, his love is made complete in us." What does that mean? In Philippians 1:6, it says, "And I am sure of this, that he, that's God, he that began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ." You see, it says he. Now, if you're here today and you're feeling guilty because I don't love such and such, and old Brother Todd, boy, he's hammering me. Doggone, he said this last week too. Get on with it, son. Get to something else. I'm tired of hearing about stinking love. And I'm just feeling more guilty this week than I was last time you talked about this. And I can't get all this done. The problem is you got an eye problem. Look at that scripture, what it says. It says, he is faithful to complete the work that's in you, see? Somebody told me the other day I take my hat off every time I say something profound. I guess that's profound. It's the Word of God. But listen, this is not about you trying to come to church and feel guilty and start trying to do these things. Did you hear what I said? It's not about you coming to church and feeling guilty and me trying to make you feel bad about doing these things. It's about you coming to Jesus. Y'all with me? You come to Jesus, man. He said, come as you are. You bring all your filthy, rotten trash, broken marriages, relationships, addictions, and you come as you are. Jesus said, I came to heal sick, not to well, guys. Come as you are. This is a hospital. If you don't want to come with a bunch of hypocrites, you better leave because we're all in process, including the preacher. Okay? We're in process. And that's what he's saying here. He is faithful and just to complete the work that he, not you, he. You're having a forgiving problem. You're having a loving problem. Maybe that you're having a Jesus problem. You want to fix your problems, get that he in you. Okay? Get that he in you. Surrender to you. You say, well, I've got him in there. Well, give him all of your life. Somebody chunk me a set of keys. Give me a set of keys right there. Ooh. Look at all these keys. Man, maybe you've given Jesus that one big key that runs a lot of things. Well, what about all these other things in here? Why ain't you giving that? What about this one over here? Oh, there's a little bitty hidden key that nobody ever looks at over here. Man, he wants it all. He wants it all. It takes time to work through these keys in your life. As long as you're hiding sections of these things and only giving them a few, he is going to keep chasing you. When it says he is faithful and just to complete the work that he's begun in you, listen, God's not a failure because you sin. Did you hear what I said? So if you are his deal and your responsibility, Hebrews chapter 12, y'all taking a look, he says he disciplines, he chases those that are his. If he doesn't chase you and discipline your bastard sons, and don't even belong to him. So see, it really is his responsibility. All you do is obey. It's like this. We take one step of obedience. And like Bibbs was saying, one step of faith. And if you're like me, one step of repentance. Saying, God, forgive me, I've messed up. Another step of faith. And if you're like me, sometimes you take three steps back. But guys, we keep pressing on towards Jesus, keeping our eyes on Jesus and our hands on the plow. And you take one step of forgiveness, saying, God, forgive me. Look here. You got to take a step to forgive. Someone's done you wrong. You got to take a step of love, forgiveness, repentance. And see, we keep growing and we move. You want to speed up this process in your life, just get in the Word of God. Get in one of these round pen meetings. Give them a call. Say, when are y'all meeting next? This number over here is in Falk, or this is here at the church, or this is over here down in Dooley Ferry Road, or whatever. We don't have one for you. Let's start one in your region. You want to host a Bible study? Call up Brent Blackwood right here. Okay, the number's right here in the front. They'll help you get that thing going. Let's do one at your ranch, in your barn. Or let's do one up here, another one on Thursday night. Or let's go wherever. Let's get in the Word. Let's find a place to do it. You want to speed up this process of love, get in the Word. You want to slow it down. Y'all with me? Say, aye. There you go. All right, if y'all with me. You want to slow this process down, start moonwalking on the Lord. Okay? Don't take a step of. Don't worry. Hey, man, it's still there. I got it. But don't take a step of faith. Don't take a step of obedience. Don't get in the Word. Don't ask Him to forgive you. Just harbor that sin. Don't forgive anybody else around you. Hold grudges. Don't love people. Man, you'll back yourself so far up in a corner somewhere, you'll be the only one there. And old devil will be standing on this side of you saying, I got you. Now what you gonna do? You step forward. See, I'm done. Here's all I see in this. It's very profound. This is what you got to take home with you. Guys, listen. Love is not originated by you. Love is originated by God. Okay? Step one. Step number two. Love was manifested. It was demonstrated. It was shown through His Son. Number three is this. Is His love is now demonstrated through us knuckleheads called His people. It's us. His love is demonstrated now through us, and it's right now. We are being. B, how you spell it? B-E-dot-dot-dot-I-N-G. Being. We are being completed. Even as you sit here right now under the sound of the Word of God, you are being completed in His love. Let it happen. Let's pray. Lord, I come to you this morning. I thank you so much for what you're doing here. Thank you for all these men, women, young people that have gotten things right with the Lord. Many others even waiting to be baptized, and those here that need to do it today. Sir, ma'am, I don't know if God's looking at you, and instead of putting your faith in Him, right now you're just taking matters in your own hands. You're leaving. You're not tapping into the God that framed the worlds into existence by speaking words. Trust Him. Put your faith in Him. Wait on Him. Take that step of faith. Do what He's leading you to do in obedience. Take that step of getting things right with God today. If you're a Christian, get things. Don't walk out of this place with sin in your life. Say, God, have mercy on me. I've messed up. Forgive me, please. Give me strength to not do this again. Somebody you hadn't forgiven for doing you wrong, today you need to forgive. You may need to call them this afternoon and say, brother, sister, I forgive you. You may not even know what you're talking about. Get that right. Stop hanging that over your head in darkness. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Ask Him to make you a loving person. In other words, ask Him to let Jesus come out of you. Say, God, help you and me, the love in me, to truly be known by my actions, not my words.